Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
Casting all local performers. Want to showcase your talent at the 17th annual Craft Lake City DIY Festival, presented by Harmons. Here's your chance to perform in front of thousands of passionate, local-centric DIY Fest patrons while building your business and making connections in the vibrant Salt Lake City community. The application deadline is Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025, 11:59 p.m. Don't miss out. We're looking for talented performers who share their own original work. No covers, please. Apply now at craftlakecity.com/apply. We can't wait to hear what you've got. Let's make this year's festival unforgettable.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Shh, are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
Let me slip into something comfortable. I was thinking you'd change.
My name is Sarah Gibson. I am a singer-songwriter, and I recently put out an EP called Pink Soak. And I worked primarily on that with my producer, Tyler Harris from Future Ex-Boyfriend, but I also made a song with Nate Pfeiffer. My incredible bandmates KJ Thackeray and Sierra Ray are on the track, along with Ronnie Strauss on drums for Older Woman.
Got a little rambunctious maybe, push against the seams, I think that I could be right, trace on my lips with you.
Ooh, describing my music for someone who's never heard it. I would mainly characterize it as dark synth pop, but it definitely verges into like alternative rock sometimes, which makes it challenging to market.
I love the way a little age looks in a dress. Got the wisdom from my elders, but my body's staying blessed. Don't have to clamor for attention. I'll show up, you'll do the rest. I foresee my...
It's hard to say. I think I'm attracted to this sound and vibe of music because that's just what naturally kind of comes out of me. It's funny because I never really listened to pop music growing up. I listened to mainly like metal and grunge and rock and stuff. And when I started to get into pop music a lot more with like Lana Del Rey and Lady Gaga and stuff and started producing it myself, I found that those darker elements that I really liked in like grunge and metal music, I carried a little bit into pop, which I don't think you directly see the correlation, but it's in vibe. I've been playing music pretty much my entire life, but I didn't start writing music for the purpose of like being a musician until I was probably 16 or 17. And that actually started off with me making blues music. That's originally how it started off. And then I cut like low-key kind of a country EP in Nashville. That wasn't even the intent, but that's kind of how it turned out. And then when I was 21, got out of a really bad recording contract and thought, I just want to make something so different from this that it's not even remotely related. And so I started making like trappy pop beats.
Fuck me better than you ever would, lover, come and look my way.
Yeah, so originally when I started making the pop music, me and Jay would get together, we'd make these beats, make the songs, and then I would perform the backing tracks. But in the past few years, I've started performing with some tracks and a full band because I feel like that gives it so much more presence and oomph, especially as I've started to move away from that like trappier beat-based pop into more of like an alternative space. when I write music, I'm writing the lyrics and the melody at the exact same time. So the instrumentation all kind of comes into my mind at the same time as well. And that's when I know what genre or whatever genre it will be straddling is like the moment I start writing the song.
Not gonna tell you myself, you wanna know how it felt. Go on and ask someone else, 'cause I think that I'm over it. No common sense.
Now I mainly work with Tyler Harris, and yeah, I mean, he's the homie, so I just sit down and I'm like, I see this song being like this, and then we collaborate to get it there. But what I really love about him is that he brings his own production style to everything that I do, and so there is a cohesion to it, even when the songs kind of straddle different genres and stuff. And as I've incorporated my bandmates into my songwriting process, and like my bass player who also does backing vocals live, she does harmonies on all my songs now too, and so that cohesion exists even if there is some variance in how it's executed.
Back with laments. I knew your heart was a risk, but I think that I'm over it. I'm hatching out, I've got a plan. I know you better, you're too afraid of the rigor, and I'm hatching.
So on the 15th of March, I put out an EP called Pink Soak. It has 6 songs on it, and 2 that were previously released, Eclipse and Come Down. And when I was putting this EP together, all of these songs were actually originally meant to be singles. And so I feel like they all have that single vibe to them, not to overuse that word. But they all feel like singles. But when I was listening to them and I was thinking about putting them out all individually, they just have this through line of like sensuality and self-exploration and like sexual liberation that I felt like worked better as a cohesive project than in a bunch of singles released in a row. And so it was like end of last year, I decided, you know what, I'm going to throw these together in an EP. It just makes the most sense to me. And I decided to name them Pink Soak as like a euphemism for like female sexuality. I feel like it evokes a very strong image, and every time I tell someone, they laugh. But that's what I wanted out of that title, is to be like, oh, that's a strong image.
In the salt of perspiration, when you saw my God, as your eyes were rolling back and screaming, I found God in the elevator spinning when I took your God going down on me.
It's hard to say which one I'm the most proud of. There's 2. I think I found God I'm the most proud of because I did a good amount of the production on that one, and so it feels so much like me. But Eclipse, I'm incredibly proud of because the music video for that one is beautiful. It's the highest budget music video I've ever done, and it got into South by Southwest, and so to have it acknowledged at that level was really amazing. But both are very special to me for their own reasons. You are about to hear Eclipse from my EP Pink Soak in its entirety.
Don't make it serious, it's just the eclipse, bringing my hunger for you to the surface. No disrespect, but darling, I'd be remiss if the moon were to pass without the warmth of your lips. Hiding in plain sight, you don't need the reason to be here. Come in while the sun is high, for the light disappears. You can't blame the sky, blame the signs while you're laying in my bed, playing off on God. He made my body and the drug between my legs. Just don't make it serious, don't make it serious, don't make it serious, don't make it serious, don't make it serious. It's just the as I open the door, we retrace our footsteps like each time before. said you're just passing through, but you know the score. And I was born for you to adore. Hiding in plain sight, you don't need a reason to be here. Come in while the sun is.
Again, my name is Sarah Gibson. You can find me on all social media under that name. It's C-E-R-A Gibson, and I'm the only one. And in terms of things coming up, I have a show at Church and State on the 18th of April. It is a secular worship show, queer worship show, where I put together a choir of 12 people, and me and my bandmate Sierra made 20 choral arrangements of songs like Judas by Lady Gaga and Christian Woman by Typo Negative, so it should be wild. If you enjoyed this episode of Slug Sound Waves, please take 60 seconds to review us on Apple Podcasts.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, coordinated by William Hughes, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy anyplace cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Sound Waves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.